Hey, if you are enjoying The Curvature Key, great! But this is a bonus episode that has some of the same characters in it, but isn't part of that story. Some of the cast thought it'd be fun if we show you what an alien from the Andromeda Galaxy thinks of some of our traditions. Have a Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, come on, Sarah. Get into the Christmas spirit. I mean, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Castor slid his arm around her back and pulled them together on the couch.
Castor, I'm sorry. I just don't believe that an overweight guy in a red suit that breaks into people's houses exists.
You would think someone who grew up in another galaxy could bring herself to keep an open mind.
Castor laughed.
In my anthropology studies, I've noticed that almost every Earth culture had a Santa. There's Dead Moroz in Russia, well, Eastern Europe. We've got Agios Vasilis in Greece. He delivers gifts on New Year's Day, but its premise is...
Castor, please. There's nothing you can say that'll change my mind.
Oh, really? So Miss Sudis has her thermodynamic mind made up?
He scratched his chin.
If I can't, then I know someone who might.
Castor reached into his backpack, and the purple glow started before he even got the book out.
Castor, you are seriously not going to use a galaxy-spanning alien artifact to try to convince me to believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, Sarah, but I am. If the artifact agrees to help anyway.
Castor put his arm back around Sarah.
If there is a Santa, then he must have a workshop.
He held the artifact up in front of them with his other hand.
Kaneshrel, can you or will you show us Santa's workshop?
For a second or two, nothing happened.
See, Castor, I told you.
Then the purple light flashed, and they were gone. Castor and Sarah appeared in front of three very short people who were soldering wires into the back of an Xbox. The one on the right looked up and saw them and screamed. That startled Castor so much that he screamed back. Which escalated when the other two started screaming as well. Sarah just stood with her arms crossed. Castor's face lit up.
You're elves!
The one in the middle stopped screaming and said,
Yeah, and we don't have to put up with these conditions. Steward!
A slightly larger elf showed up almost immediately and pointed a cigar-filled hand at Castor.
If I've told Big Red once, I've told him 1,000 times. There are no tours allowed in the Elves 001 Union contract.
He produced a microphone from somewhere and belted out.
Okay, everyone. Santa is in violation of Section 9, Article 3. Everybody, this is an official walkout.
Sarah exasperatedly,
Come on, Castor. This is just another resonance space created by the artifact, using how you see things as a guide.
Castor, ignoring Sarah, started after the elves.
But what, walked out?
Castor sputtered.
You can't.
Ho ho ho, I'm afraid they can, Castor Ames. It's in their contract.
The man in the red suit looked anything but jolly as he barreled down on Castor and Sarah.
Santa, you know my name.
Ho, 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 of course I do. It's right here on Santa's list.
He pulled out an impossibly long scroll. The bottom hit the floor and rolled right between Castor and Sarah. Santa looked through the scroll once.
Ah, there you are. Castor and...
Santa looked through it again.
There you are once more. Yes, you're on the list.
Why did you find Castor's name on there a second time?
Because, Sarah, Castor interjected. He made a list, and he checked it twice. It's the way he does it.
Sarah covered her eyes with her left hand and breathed slowly, trying to keep her composure.
Castor, this isn't real.
Sarah, how can you say...
Santa held up a hand to stop Castor from speaking.
I don't remember seeing her name on the list.
Sarah stepped forward, reached out, and gave his beard a hard yank.
Ouch! That's quite a grip you got there, young lady.
Santa shook his head.
I'll never understand why everyone does that.
Sarah's brows knitted.
It feels attached. Fascinating.
Rubbing his chin and staring at Sarah, a little apprehensively.
So, what brings you two here to my level 3 workshop? Stopping work less than a month before Christmas?
Castor pointed at Sarah.
She didn't believe in you, so I wanted to show her.
Santa narrowed his eyes slightly and said with a little heat in his voice,
Of course she'd say that. I already told you that I didn't see her name on the list either time.
Sarah brushed the beard hairs she'd pulled from Santa's chin off her hand.
It's just that we don't celebrate Christmas on Zora.
Wait, did you say Zora, as in the planet Zora?
The man in red said.
Why, Rudolph's nose. That explains it.
Explains what, Santa? Castor asked.
Why, she's not on the list, of course. I'm looking at the wrong list.
Santa pulled a different scroll out of his coat, this one with a slight purplish glow. It unfurled like the one before it.
Ah, there you are, Sarah Kirel Sudis. And there you are again.
Santa smiled, pleased at the discovery. He turned to Castor.
They don't have Christmas on Zora, Castor. They celebrate Mushadla.
Mu-whatla?
Sarah put her hand on Castor's arm for support, and her voice lost some of its armor.
Mushadla. It's an ancestral Zorathian observance. The word translated means togetherness. But how do you know about that?
Santa smiles with that warm, cosmic knowing that hints he has clearance way above Jolly Man with a Sled.
Sweetheart, I travel more than most.
So you do exist.
Real enough. Now, here.
He hands her a small, wrapped object that hums faintly, with the same resonance as her shape-shifting DNA.
Take this. You'll know when to open it.
Santa claps his hands. The workshop resets around them, like reality is tidying up.
Now, both of you, out. I appreciate the visit, but Kringles have quotas.
Konash Rel flares. Castor and Sarah drop right back on the couch where they started.
So, do you believe now?
Sarah turned the gift over in her hands.
What I believe is that you had to pay someone off to make the good list. Can we agree on that?
Sarah smiled and let out a slow breath.
I still don't believe in Santa.
We literally met him.
I believe in Mushadla. That's enough for me.
She leaned her head on his shoulder. He kissed the top of her hair.
So, Santa adjacent?
Don't push it.
Castor grinned. Christmas restored.
Hey out there, thanks for listening to our short Christmas story.
We hope you enjoyed this bonus content.
You can find me
and me
at the Curvature Chronicles podcast. Check out more of our story
wherever you listen.
See you there.
Goodbye.